Well, welcome back to the Airburn Podcast. This is Season 4, Episode 16, and it will be titled Self-Reflecting, basically a part 2 from the last episode. So, I know people be wondering sometimes when I even have these conversations or even talk about this on the podcast, like, dang, he seems like a catch, or, you know, why is he single? Honestly, like I said, I'd rather not settle for less. I mean, there's people, like, let's put it like this, like, pretty sure everybody knows. There's people that you want that they don't want you, or it's 50-50, or it's people that want you, but you don't want them. So it's a mixture of that a lot of the times, or it's people that honestly, they just want me for, I feel like, for my talent. And I say that because speaking on experience with past people, and also, like I said, you know, not paying attention to red flags and just bypassing them and giving people passes. So, like I said, I was settling, you know, allowing people red flags to, you know, continue. And that's not saying I'm perfect, but anyway, with me choosing wrong people, that has been like a constant. I have taken a break from even dating anybody, honestly, for a while. Like, it's been a quiet while. Like I said, I was, you know, going to movies and stuff like that. But I feel like in that case, people generally try to use you, honestly, for a free meal and stuff like that. But when I say about the talent thing, there's people, and mind you, I haven't, you know, performed with a lot of people. I'm going to say it like that because I don't want to get into detail of it, but I haven't performed with a lot of people. I still can count whatever how many people I performed with. But it leave a lasting effect, honestly, because these people have reached out to me. It's been many years that we even had contact and stuff, and that's what they want. And we got to, even I think probably with other people as well, we have to get to a point where I wouldn't say that's the main event, like, or that's the main thing, is the performance. We got to have more, or we got to want more than that, honestly, because, and I've been in a situation where I've talked to people and it ended badly because that was the main focus, the performance. Yeah, that's it. It's like communication has to be there as well. Now, this is, like I said in the last episode, there's been people I have fumbled, and I'm talking about fumbled as in, like, even this could have been something, or like it was somebody that you, like, they kind of matched your list in a way, and you could have seen something with them, and then it's just something, it was like a falling out. That's what I feel like for me, like, fumbling people, because, like, people have fumbled me, of course. Like, it could have been something, and then, you know, some of them reached out, like, oh, dang. And that shows a big level of maturity that you can even reach back out to somebody, like, hey, I did this, I was wrong, whatever. Admit your faults, because nobody's perfect. A lot of this stuff happened when we're young, and then a lot of us hang on to it. And that's what I have been in my journey of healing. Like, there's a lot of stuff even from childhood, because there's a lot of these people I have dated, like, when I was either in a group home or, what is it, like, in middle school or something, honestly. So it's like being able to forgive and move on, because the forgiving is not, we have to remember, the forgiving is not for the other person, it's for you, because you kind of inhaled in bondage with all that hate. Because you can forgive but not forget. Like, I mean, you can always remember what the person done to you, but not hold on to it like it's guilt. Like, oh, this person owes me something, or you wishing badly on this person. So we have to move forward in life to actually receive our blessings. And there's been times I have dated people, like, saying I love them or being in love with them. And we got to get to a point where we understand the difference of knowing that you love someone and then actually feeling like you love someone. Because you can feel like you love someone all day and all that, but actually knowing it is a whole different ball game. And we tend to get that misconstrued, and I have done that as well. Like, I have dated somebody, and then, like, I felt like I had loved them. Then over time, it grew into something. But am I talking to that person now? Absolutely not. But it's just an example I wanted to use. But, like, for me, like I said, I actually need somebody that wants to be my friend, not someone that's intrigued by the performance, or that's all what they're looking for secretly. Because women and guys do it as well. They want to, like, some women use it as, I'm just want to have fun. I still haven't lived my life yet. Guys do it, of course. Some of them act. And some women is probably listening, or even if you do listen to the podcast, you know these type of actors. Like, I have friends that, of course, I'm not friends with anymore, that have these type of actors that they pretend to be this so-called good guy, whatever, gentleman, whatever you want to call it nowadays. They fit the criteria physically, whatever, and, like, attributes, whatever you want to call it. But in the inside or whatever, and I guess mentally, they weren't that type of guy. They were just doing this so ultimately they can achieve this goal. And a lot of people fall for it. Guys fall for it. Women fall for it. So I don't know. You got to be more of an advocate to those women too, because even if they listen, because I remember I used to preach to this one girl all the time, like, hey, look, this is what you got to watch out for. Because we had agreed to be friends, so I'm like, hey, look, this is what you got to watch out for and stuff like that. They never will listen, so, hey, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. So that is they fall down to their own vices, so you can't really guide someone on that path. That's their journey that they are on, so you can't really control what someone else does. And then for me, I even with dating and stuff, like, I'm cautious sometimes anyway, because, like, someone can just lead you astray or lead you on in a way that it's an idea of that they want you, but not really. They just have an idea of, oh, I would want him. I just want anyone else to have them. So they have that, like, plan set out in a way. You kind of fall into that trap. And I have, because it was someone, like, I wanted for the longest and stuff like that. And then I just come to the fact that it was just me. Like I did these things. Like, I went to the same college, whatever. I did these things. But it didn't matter because it was me. If it was somebody else, of course it mattered. It was just me. So I had to accept that fact. Honestly, it was a long uphill battle, honestly, even coming to that recollection and just being okay with that. I'm like, okay, I'm not for everybody. And we're not made for everybody. We're made for one person. That's as simple as it gets. And it comes down to, like, whatever type of person you want. And I feel like we have these standards, but we have a type, but in a way, it's not the type of person that's meant for us. We have this, like, stereotype of a person that we want, or generalization of a person that we would want, but it's not actually the person that's meant for us in some cases, because depending on what your list is, like, if it's just materialism or some things, if it's that's what the substance is of your list, then you're looking for the wrong person. You're generally looking for the wrong person, and you have to reevaluate you and who you are as somebody, because nobody's going to want you. They could want your body, but ultimately, like, deep down, people, I don't know. But I feel like generally people actually want somebody that wants them for them, not because of that. I mean, that's a plus. Like, okay, you get with somebody, whatever, and the performance, you know, that's a plus. I mean, but if you're solely just going after that, I mean, things catch up to you, and then you start catching things. So, and nah. And I've never been a person that even wants that. I'm clean to this day. But, you know, people laugh, and I always made a joke. I was like, that's how you catch it. I mean, you just out here, I mean, living fast. You got to pump the brakes every now and then, or, like, pump the brakes completely. And I still believe, like, my person's out there, whatever. And I'm not, like, sitting around. Like, that's why I do a lot of things, like, writing. Of course, I wrote poetry and stuff like that. Would I want to go speak out and do public speaking or whatever, do poetry, a spoken word? What I would like to do that, you know, if it calls for me to do that. I haven't gamed in a minute, but I still need to do that. And I'm not saying I'm keeping myself occupied so I don't think about these things. I'm just, like, trying to keep myself consistent with, like, a type of schedule of things so that I don't dive back into, like, the past of even things that I grew up with. Like, for example, if I had, like, an addiction or whatever and I'm sitting idle, then I could dive back into that addiction. So I do several different things to keep myself continuing and actually doing something productive. So that's what I do. And the mind tends to wander, especially as an artist. You have other ideas, and then it's doubt and other things, honestly. But do I, like, of course, I'm still a hopeless romantic. I'm continuing writing and stuff like that. Blurred Beyond, we're starting season 11. Be on the lookout for that. I'm always be a hopeless romantic guy. I just love love. And it's, I feel like some of us get the idea of love misconstrued, because basically love isn't love without loyalty. And a lot of people forget that because they don't know what that is. Like, people have grown, and they talk about this in psychology, because I forgot what theory is or whatever, but the way you were brought up and stuff, like, it counteracts how you act now and who you develop into, the person that you have developed into. Because, so if you didn't learn these things as a kid, whatever you're struggling with, that's why. You struggling with love, whatever, friendships, like trust, loyalty, and all that, that derives from your childhood. It really does. If you never witnessed that stuff, or you just witnessed a lot of unloyalty and, like, dishonesty and stuff like that, then you have shaped you to be a disloyal person in everything. Like, snakes shed their skin. So you know, you wouldn't know, because you were raised up to be a snake. And that's not me talking to anybody. I'm just giving a better example of what I want to talk about. For us to heal, like, this is self-reflecting. I'm talking in general. Like, some of it pertains to me, some of it don't. Like, but who cares? This is the facts. If you want to truly heal, you got to go back to your childhood. That's why therapy is very important. You got to go back to your childhood. That's where some of this stuff derives from, honestly. And we just got to truly heal and get out of that. Like, We got to talk about it, be about it, push forward. Don't let none of it hold you back. It's okay to be aware of these things and move forward in your life. If you constantly allow it to hold you back, you're not going to further anything. You're not going to further your career. You're not going to further any relationship. It's always going to be a talking stage for you, buddy. Yeah, that's why. And people, and with ghosting, because I have done it. Because like you're because I'm not in my mind. Because I have ghosted in the past, but like in my mind, if I feel like I know it's not going anywhere, I kind of can tell what you're in this for. I'm going. Casper has struck him back. Like, yeah. But and a lot of people ghost because of that. Like their childhood as well, because they're used to people disappearing. And I'm not saying like it's some single, like because a dad leaving or something like that. Maybe that's the case. Like they're used to people walking, just because they're used to people walking in their life. So they walk out of other people's lives and they think that's okay. I mean, I feel like just healthy communication. Like you can easily tell somebody you're not interested. I have done it. Like, and like I said, I used to ghost people. I have in the past, but I better communication. Cause I mean, and honestly, people are like, oh, you don't owe them nothing. I mean, you don't, but like healthy communication, man, it come with healing. And so you don't feel some type of guilt or anything, or like karma come eat you up because of this. And it's been countless times, like, not even saying me being ghosted, I'm just talking about me in talking stages. It's like, and I wouldn't say like I'm perfect or something. I feel like I deserve love. And like, it became some type of entitlement with some people in toxic income. Like, okay, I feel like I deserve this. So I wouldn't say I would act a certain way, but it would come off a way because it's like, oh, okay. So what's the point of this? Like, for example, there's been times, countless times I've been places and the conversation has went well. And like, I'm talking about well as the place is closing and they're shutting the lights off and stuff. So it's time for us to go. So, and I'm like, okay, so how can that happen multiple times? And I guess it doesn't develop into something, which is weird, but I don't know. People can see stuff in you that you feel like you're probably suppressing, that you need to heal from, that, okay, they're like, oh, well, this person is not a good match. So they like, okay, I'm not interested anymore. So we got to dive back into that and like really look at ourselves and like, okay, and self-reflect, like, okay, I know I'm not crazy or anything. What is wrong with me? What do people see that's what's wrong with me so I can work on? I mean, it might not even be something. People are judgmental or they don't care. I would say the other thing, but they don't care. They don't care. I told my mom with Christopher. So they don't care. So they going through this talking stage. Like, you're not going to level up by doing any of this stuff. And you got to get down to the problem of it, like some more than others, but we have to start the process. So continue to self-reflect, keep track of your own journey. Don't watch anybody else's journey. Your process is your process. You can push yourself forward. You just have to reevaluate your mindset. Do a cleanse if you have to. Whatever it is that you can do that's positive, say that, that can push you forward. Well, this has been the Airbrain Podcast. Thank you for listening. You know, I like, listen to me ramble. I know people listening and stuff, like, you know, I get to the point. Sometimes it's straight to the point, whatever, you know. And then sometimes it's bits and pieces, it's gems in here, I feel like. But I thank everybody for continuing listening, and, you know, my hiatus and all that. It's going to be many more great episodes. We're going to speak that into existence. But yes, y'all be blessed, you know. You know my social medias.